Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of Why Should We Care? We're doing things differently right off the top, so adjust your expectations, and I hope you enjoy.
International.
Why should we care? Why should we care?
Welcome back to Why Should We Care with your special guest host, Ryan County.
And Enzo Priesnitz.
Mm-hmm. Enzo Pronstance.
Enzo, please, bitch.
Yeah, get it out the way.
Yeah, I want you to notice. Yeah, I want you to know I'm sexist up top.
All right, so this is, as AJ specified, this is a very special Why Should We Care episode. We're flipping the script.
We're going to learn a lot.
We're flipping the script, and the topic of conversation today is AJ. Why should we care about AJ? And that sounds harsher. That's just the name of the show and then the topic. So it's not. I'm not asking. I know why we should care about AJ because he's a great dude. You're a great guy.
His feelings.
He's a, like as he said earlier, he's a human. But
he's
why,
a good host.
Mostly, this, or let's call this AJ the Origins. Why should we care?
Yeah.
AJ's origin story.
Right. AJ's origin.
Well, let's kick it off from where it matters. When's the first time you fucked?
For real.
We can hold that question.
Yeah, getting like right into it off the top.
AJ, where are you from?
Wait, hold on.
Where are you from?
I'm from, okay. This is...
He's cracking a beer.
Yeah. There that is.
Now we're getting into the... Yeah. It's getting real. It's getting comfortable.
All right.
So where are you from, AJ?
I'm from Silver City, New Mexico.
Okay, that's where you
New
were.
Mexico.
Yeah, that's where I grew up. That's where I spent my formative years.
Like formative to 18, to 15, when did you
like,
move out
I was
to
like, I want to say, when I moved out here?
Yeah, or when you moved out of there.
I've actually lived in Texas when I was a kid. From like in El Paso, from like ages like 5 to 10.
Did you ever go shoot guns in the desert?
I had a BB gun that my dad and I used to shoot out, and we do have the desert, but technically New Mexico is a high desert, so there is a lot of forest area.
Okay, we got it. You're from New Mexico. So when's the first time you got laid?
That was in.
Let's get into the dirty deeds.
I believe that was 2003.
2003.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Very.
Do you,
very
are
nice
you comfortable
lady.
With talking about right off the top? Let's no. I let's mean, not do. Let's not bring in virginity.
Yeah. Let's save up. Because that's gonna. Be,
I mean, I'm not gonna name names, but yeah.
I'm gonna name names.
I'm gonna. I can't remember the names.
Whoa.
Yeah. Plural names.
Yeah.
I got
I started
you,
with a foursome.
All right. So yeah, like right off
so,
the bat.
So born
said,
in New Mexico.
No, I was actually born in Germany.
What the?
We asked right. where you're from,
God damn
AJ.
It,
yeah, that's where I'm from.
This
I was born somewhere
coast.
Else.
Where are you born? Where did you pop out of your mama's little...
In Augsburg, Germany.
Wow. So, military baby.
That's right.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What nationality are your parents?
I guess Hispanic is what they're calling it. That's the umbrella term for it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, but they grew up in the U.S. Like,
you're not mixed or anything?
Not really. I mean, we're 3 generations in this country, if not more.
But you're German.
I guess in a technicality, yes.
Yeah, you were born in Germany. That's what
that
means.
That doesn't mean like I'm like part of it. I didn't like pick up their customs.
No,
and, like,
but that means you're German.
He doesn't have German in his blood.
Yeah.
He doesn't have German heritage.
Yeah.
But you're German.
I was born in Germany and that alone.
If he submitted a DNA test, German would not come up on it.
I think like if shit hits the fan, I could move there and be like, I'm one of you guys now. And they couldn't.
That sounded like a threat.
Yeah. Like, you know, just like I'm not feeling this country anymore. I can be like.
That's who you're teaming up with? The Germans?
Well, I mean, they're just not going to give me a hard time about getting in. This is the deal.
You have citizenship there?
I think like.
If you don't know, then you don't.
Yeah, like I haven't really looked into the particulars.
I'll tell you right now, you don't have citizenship.
But I think like I would have an easier time getting citizenship there than most other places.
Okay.
So why did you move to Austin, Texas? Why did you move?
Are we skipping whole childhood?
We're skipping childhood.
What about Boy Scout? Were you Boy Scout?
I was.
Let's just shoot off some quick fire.
I can see you, Boy Scout.
Did you make it to Eagle Scouts?
No, I was a wee below and quit there.
Did you do summer camp, sleepaway?
No, I didn't like earn badges to do that.
So. Okay, we can skip to Austin now. That's all I wanted to know.
So when did you move to Austin? What age?
That was like 2011, and I think I was like 28.
From where?
The last place that I was living before Austin was West Yellowstone, Montana.
Jesus.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah, because you used to work at the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, I used to do seasonal jobs at National Landmarks.
What happened?
You gather no moss.
There was a kind of a ghost story at the Grand Canyon. Or what? Not ghost story,
there's
but like
so
a wives' tale.
There's a lot of them.
Give me what's like the craziest Grand? What'd you do at the Grand
Canyon?
Yeah,
were you like trail crew or a
guide? No, I was just waiting tables out there. Like they have restaurants.
What?
Yeah. Like, I mean, those are tourist attractions, so they build like hotels out there, and they build restaurants that people can spend way more money than they should on meals.
Sure.
And you work there and you get big tips because people don't know how to do that.
So why'd you quit it to move to Austin?
Well, like, I mean, like, you get like zero privacy when you work out there. And that kind of like
because you're in dorms.
Yeah, you're in dorms, you get bored because you're out in the middle of nowhere, and
everybody's hooking up with everybody.
A lot of drama. Yeah, and it's.
You ever push anyone into the canyon?
No.
Okay.
That'd be murder.
That would be murder.
Yeah.
That was my next question.
Have you ever murdered?
I know a guy who fell into the canyon.
No shit.
Yeah.
I mean,
is that the ghost you're talking about, Ryan?
I don't know.
Oh, every place is haunted.
Like, well, I meant like a story that everybody passed around the staff.
I'm never about ghosts, just about dumb tourists. And this was like more so at like Yellowstone than anywhere else.
Let's hear that.
Okay, there was this one time, this Japanese family came to visit, and they bought some.
What did their voices sound like?
Yeah, you have
like?
To do the voice.
I don't know.
If you're going to tell the story. Nah,
yeah. If this family has dialogue, you have to do.
Yeah, how do you picture their voices sounding?
You know, like Japanese people.
Yeah,
like,
so let's get an example of that. Just so we can kind of put our heads in the story.
Right. Hey, we're Japanese.
I guess, is that what they sounded like?
I mean, he's German, and he doesn't sound like your stereotypical
okay.
German.
Okay, all
right,
fair enough.
Yeah. Okay, so they bought some bear spray, which is pepper spray that can stop a bear.
Yeah.
But they didn't know how it worked, so the father of the family was using it as a repellent.
No.
Yeah, it sprayed the entire family. I mean, but like I was.
And you're gonna not do an impression of a Japanese guy hosing his family down with CS.
I mean, I don't know. I'm gonna let you fill in the blanks with that. I don't want to be the
capsaicin
racist.
Spray.
Oh my god, dude! You have to get technical with it.
Yeah.
Just bear spray.
What if there's cops listening to the podcast and they don't know what we're talking about? Now they know.
There you go.
They have a big cop following.
We
Derek
do, surprisingly.
Copswa. David Cop. Burfield.
So that was a story that got sent around. That you didn't witness this.
No, I didn't witness that. And another big one was about a guy who jumped into one of the hot pools.
Would you say this is another
after his
grand
dog?
One?
No, this was Yellowstone still.
Game. Was this also a Japanese person?
No, he was an American dude.
Yeah, he was regular. Okay, I got
this. This is a regular guy.
Japanese National Lampoon.
Yeah. But yeah, he
it's all one trip.
But that one's...
it's because he was covered in pepper spray and he's like, jump in the nearest water and he jumps in boiling water.
Yeah. I don't know.
So wait, he jumped in and he thought it would be funny?
No, he didn't. His dog jumped in and he was trying to save his dog.
No!
Yeah, and just like...
Why is the dog not on a leash?
I think this happened in the 70s.
What did you
Dogs didn't have leashes then. I waited tables there too.
Okay.
Mostly,
what's the best tip?
Pot, mostly.
Okay, we'll definitely get in that. Yeah. But what's the best tip you ever got?
Tip?
Yeah.
Yeah, that you can remember.
I mean, typically, like you were getting in the
Not
double digits.
Typically,
really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, most
double
of the time.
D's.
Yeah. So it's just like.
But how big was the check? Thousands of dollars?
No, like they would get hundreds of dollars. Like, there's some fancier restaurants on the premises that you could go to that would get you that, but. I was never that good at waiting tables.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do you think you're a good waiter?
Oh no, I'm bad.
Why?
Because I'm not into it, and I was just doing it for the money.
But did you gotta be into it to get the best amount of money.
Nah, I didn't care to get better at it. That's
also not true. Like the worst waiter gets just as much as the best waiter. They've done studies.
Yeah, yeah. I would say I was mediocre. I cared a little bit.
Did you sleep with anyone from who you waited on?
No, that never happened.
It's just families.
Yeah, yeah. They're families and mostly the elderly.
All right.
Whoa, yeah. They're horny.
Yeah. Not for me, they weren't.
Gotcha.
Well, you got to put yourself out there.
Well, you know, I didn't have that kind of confidence back then. I'm sure if, like, I worked there now.
Now? Oh, you'd be laying hammer, let me tell you.
Be drowning in granny poon, that's for sure.
You'd be dumping clips left and right.
Oh, yeah, you know it. Yeah.
What, Ryan?
This is inappropriate conversation.
Let's all say how much we come on the count of three. One, two.
Like how much at once?
Yeah, one, two, three. Two tablespoons. What? A gallon?
I said a lot, and I thought that was going to be.
I was like thinking about like by the end of the month, how much I might have.
He's racking it up.
I gotcha. Yeah. Well, now we all know each other pretty well. So.
Yeah, that was it.
So you worked that job.
Mm-hmm.
And
so this was about 2011. You're like 28, you said.
I worked at Yellowstone in 2008.
Oh, okay.
But overall, you working this job going park to park.
Yeah.
How long was that?
I did that through 2008 through 2011.
Oh, did you ever get in trouble at this job?
Oh, all the time.
Please tell us what was
incident. Drunk.
Hold on.
Not on the job.
AJ, what is your, like, and not everybody has one, but what is, like, what do you want to do? Like, what would be in your life? Like, what?
What's moon your sign?
Goal? You know, like, I want to be a successful pianist by the end of my career, but I haven't started training.
Yeah. Okay.
What's your dream? What would be your dream like in 2 years? Because
time to accomplish a dream.
Well, he started the dream years ago.
Oh, okay.
Like I think like right now I would like to just coast into acting, like just being in movies. I think that'd be fun.
You just want to coast into it.
Yeah. Just like kind of like take the back door till I get good at it, and then just be in them.
Honestly, that's
do you have a reel?
A lot of we can get you a reel.
Can we watch your reel?
Yeah, no, I just want to be like a nice enough guy that they're like, yeah, just show up to the set. Well,
are you passionate about acting, or you just want celebrity?
I used to. That's what I studied in college before I ultimately quitted.
You went to like a theater school?
Yeah, but not like a prestigious one. Just like
none of them are.
Yeah, just like and I mean, I was never good at it, but I always thought that like, oh, that's what I would like to be, and then that didn't happen, and then I wanted to be a musician for a while.
How come you and Chris don't film a bunch of stuff? You both have iPhones, right?
Yeah, we do. And he wants to. I just can never find what is the word that I'm looking for here? The ambition. You know?
Didn't you hear him? He said coast. Not work.
Yeah, I just want to be in them.
He just wants it to happen.
Can I confess something? So I'm staying on Talis's couch, mm-hmm. and you're currently on the same couch.
Right. This is real stuff that's happening to us.
Yeah. I filmed you sleeping the other day. Is that all right?
I mean, what are you going to use it for?
You're real.
And you're not doing anything weird. You're not doing anything weird.
All right.
I can get you that if you need it for your reel.
Yeah, that's cool.
Your coffin. AJ sleeps coffin style.
I think I was that night.
On a hardwood floor. No.
Well, the thing about an air mattress is like as the night progresses, you lose air, so like you're kind of like stuck in the middle.
Is that what that was? I thought you were vacuuming this morning.
No, I mean that vacuum, the pump is loud as hell.
So when you were sleeping in these dorms, I've never worked at it. Have you ever worked, Enzo, at a dorm style place where you have?
Yes.
Did you share a bedroom in the Grand Canyon?
Yes, almost all. Yeah.
Co-ed?
No, just with other dudes.
Was there any women?
There was.
There was,
but
one.
There's not a lot of them.
Oh no!
Like in the summer at the Grand Canyon, that's when you want to be there because it's all these hippie chicks trying to find themselves, you know. So they're working there, and they still look good, but yeah. If you want more of that, you got to go to like ski resorts, and work there.
Mm.
And I did that once, but I did it in the summer.
What?
Vail, Colorado.
Oh, when it's mountain bike season.
Yeah. But that was still a rad place to live. But that place was actually demanding, and I was high all the time.
What do you mean demanding?
Like, they wanted you to do a good job.
What'd you wait? You waited?
Yeah, I waited tables there, too. And I was just always like, I was always stoned out of my mind to eventually where they just made me room service. Like, and that's what I had to do there.
So you just run food to...
Yeah, to rich people. Like, but they had money.
In Colorado, they were upset about you being too stoned?
Yeah, because, like, I had to, like, take people's orders and, like, get it right. And, like,
I mean, dude, it's legal to be drunk here, but you can't... They'll get pissed at you if you're drunk at work.
Yeah, well,
that's,
you know, they just want you to
that's
be...
not
bad.
True.
They just don't want you to be bad at it. That's
yeah, they get mad when you get caught.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that means you're just bad at hiding secret vices.
But they had, like,
you ever
several...
done shrooms at work?
No, never.
Have you ever done shrooms?
I have, a couple times.
Tell us about your first time.
First time was in 2009 at...
So you were at the Grand Canyon still?
No, this was at Mesa Verde. This was in Colorado as well.
That's Table Green, for
yeah,
those of you
yeah,
out there.
For those of you who don't
bilingual.
Know. That, no, I had a good time. Like, I was actually like, I spent the night just shrooms emailing my favorite bands, like saying if they talked to me. fun fact, they didn't.
None of them responded.
None of them responded.
Which bands did you email? Phoenix?
Not Wilco. This
who was
band
in the
called
roster?
Beulah. I was like, hey, man, I didn't see any shirts on your website. Can I get one? Do you have any? And they
did
didn't.
You ask? Did you offer to pay, or are you just asking for?
Did
free
you tell
shirts?
Them you were?
No,
shrooming?
I would have paid for sure.
You told them you're on shrooms.
No, I didn't. Oh. But like, I was more open to the universe that day, and I was like, maybe like kindness will happen to me.
Yeah.
Mm. But it was a good experience. I liked it. I'd recommend you do it if you're not dealing with personal demons.
Sure.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's sometimes though how I get over them personal demons.
Is to do shrooms.
Yeah.
When's the last time that happened?
Oh, I haven't had demons inside of me for years.
Okay.
No, a couple of
you know
weeks
how I
ago,
deal with
I
it?
Church?
Nootropics, Alpha Brain, Shroom Tech, all the things that Joe Rogan sells. Mm-hmm. I take those. Those clear my brain right up.
Yeah, and then that,
have
you
been you taking
just have
them?
An easy day?
Yeah, I take them.
You seem clear.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have hang-ups about anything?
That's why I'm
anything?
Smart now.
Clearly.
See, I used to not be so smart, but...
Okay. You've always been smart. We get it.
No.
Man. You make knives.
Listen, I started
knives.
Listening to the Joe Rogan podcast. He told me to take Alpha Brain. I started taking Alpha Brain.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Like you can legally buy that?
Yeah.
That's like a supplement?
Get it while it's legal. Let me tell you.
You got to walk into
the... You do have to be an alpha. And speaking of alpha, let's talk about this.
Do you get that like card from the DMV? Like, do they tell you?
No.
It's a presence.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
Like an aura. All right.
Kind of. You walk in and you go up to the counter and you kind of look around and you go and flick your nose a little bit and then you just go... You know why I'm here.
Yeah.
And then they slide Alpha Brain.
I can smell them. Alpha
I do
pills.
It. I brought them a jar of my urine, and they smelled the musk in it, and that's when they knew I was an alpha.
Yeah, it was like scaring the dogs.
And
like,
I showed them how many Tinder matches I had, and they're like, oh, wow, this guy's serious.
Yeah, you got to get them pills.
We got to give them these. We got to make them the super alpha. Yeah.
So, let's, AJ, back to you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when'd you lose this V card, my man?
Hold on, we'll get there. He's a theater. He's a theater major. You know this dude gets weird.
Yeah,
dude, theater people, yeah, fuck. Yeah,
oh, they do.
So you went to school. Where did you go to school for theater?
This was Eastern New Mexico State University.
Okay, and you were taking it seriously, monologues. Scripts,
yeah, no, I was like, I was just
stage.
Nervous all the time. So like, I never did anything because I was afraid of failing right off the bat.
Okay.
And so, like, I just never tried.
Do you want to film a monologue before I leave town?
Yeah, I can do that.
I'll write it for you.
Okay, that sounds good.
You have to say everything right.
Okay. Yeah, I'll act the hell out of that. Yeah.
Wait, so what? Why did you end up in Austin? You know people out here.
I didn't know. I knew one guy out here. I had one friend.
Chris Tellez that you met on Craigslist.
Yeah, that would happen like about...
That would happen. It's a landmark in here.
3 months into living here.
So who'd you know in Austin before
Tellez? My good buddy, Mark Goldsmith. He was living out here.
Yeah, a Catholic man.
Mm-hmm. He's a Catholic. He's a good Catholic man.
Goldsmith is Catholic name?
I mean, I don't want to use the word Jewy, but like it's...
That's, I mean,
it's more
did.
Like that.
The last name is... All right.
Like, so you're... So...
But he's not that either. Like,
he's not Jewish?
No, he's not. But like,
what was your thought process? Like, you were just done with the canyon, done with the stone.
I'd been fired from West Yellowstone for being a bad employee.
What's okay. What
generically?
What specifically? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I was lazy at house cleaning, so like,
dude.
I would like if I determined with my eye that sheets were clean enough, no. I wouldn't change them. Yeah, oh. Yeah, it was bad.
Did you ever change one sheet?
I did. If they were like, I'm not gonna get a pass on this one. Yeah. I gotta do it. But
how much load did you find?
How much what?
Human semen.
Yeah.
I wasn't really looking for it.
You weren't looking for it.
No,
that's what your job is.
To look for semen? I guess so.
To find the stains.
Yeah.
Because, listen, these
I've let so much shit go.
These family men.
Yeah.
Let's just say they're not good to their families.
Well, they're spending all their time with their kids. They booked this trip down to Yellowstone.
Get a couple crank sessions in.
Just because they know they're going to have a little side room with their wives they haven't slept with in years, mm-hmm. probably.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So they're busting loads, baby. These dads are loading. Unloading.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
They're dumping clips in there.
It's just better not to think about it, I guess, is the deal.
True. Speaking of loads, let's talk about busting your first load.
Okay. We'll get to it. AJ's.
But fun fact, because I think you guys think Yellowstone and West Yellowstone is the same place.
I didn't know there was two.
There's Yellowstone, which is the park.
With the geyser.
And that's actually where I worked. There's five locations in the park. Yeah, that's Old Faithful. Oh, you see Old it one Faithful. Time and you're good to go. Like, it's like, okay, that's
like
it.
You got a boner?
Well,
you see that puppy bust? Oh, man. Oh, you're good to go.
Look at that.
Oh,
just water shooting in the air. It really does it for me. They have a canyon location, which is the Grand Canyon of Yellowstone.
There's a second Grand Canyon
in Yellowstone.
What did you think the first time you looked over the Grand Canyon
of Yellowstone?
You're ready to go.
I was like, yeah, that's cool. And then I was pretty much over it, like, instantly.
Man, how much dirt is it going to take to turn this thing into a parking lot? Was that the first thing?
Yeah, we don't need this natural thing the Earth does.
I'm looking to get rid of this V card. Let's get into that, actually.
Hold on. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
All right.
So you're in Austin. 3 months, you said. Where were you living when you moved to Austin?
Your
friend?
Not unlike how I'm living now. Like, in my buddy's living room.
When was the last time
I had a girlfriend at the time that I moved here with.
You were living with her in a living room?
Yeah, we were both living in the living room. And, yeah.
What's her full name?
Not
When was the last time you slept on not an air mattress?
September.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is September.
No, it's October now.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
I'm late.
Yeah.
I had to be somewhere in September.
I think you meant you're late on your... Never mind.
There's that, too.
Oh, no, I'm not late.
Nice.
Always on
time. So you... What happened with that relationship? How long were you all together?
We were almost a year.
Did you meet her on the job at, like, Yellowstone or something?
I met her at the Grand Canyon.
And you said, listen, babe, I'm going to get you out of here, and we're going to go to Austin.
I'm
going to
save you.
Yeah. No, I just
you're
kept
only
getting
7 years
fired
old.
From stuff, and she kept following me, and then, like, eventually just couldn't really stand it anymore.
You couldn't?
No, she couldn't. Uh-huh. Like...
Did you get really upset?
Like, I mean, yeah. I mean, when somebody like breaks up with you and cheats on you, you can't like. It's
in that order. That's fine.
It's not the other order, but yeah. Like, it bummed me out at the time, but I'm stronger for it.
Yeah. Samesies.
That's a Rihanna song.
Yeah, yeah. That's she got me through the hard times.
She probably wasn't around, was she? Was Rihanna? Mm-hmm. How long has Rihanna been around?
I put her stuff in a box to the left.
That's Fergie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're thinking about Fergie.
You're gonna try and quote Fergie, and you don't even think it's gonna get past.
Get it past me?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm a Fergie maniac.
So you're couching 3 months. That's when you met Chris. Tell us.
Right, because eventually, like my buddy Mark was moving out of his apartment.
Were you having sex with your girlfriend on the couch?
Once.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fold out?
Nasty.
No, it was just a regular couch.
Leather or like felt? Leather or fabric?
It was fabric, but like I did keep those cushions
soaker.
As a bed.
That's what I was getting to. That's what I was getting to. I heard, so you met Telus through Craigslist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Chris says you showed up with two couch cushions under each arm.
Three.
You had three. Where's the third? You had two under one arm and one?
Yeah, two under one arm. And then
a trash bag of clothes.
That was it. That's all I had.
And Chris thought you were bringing a couch to the apartment when he first saw you.
I don't know why he... Okay.
Because you had a bunch of
couches. Right, makes sense now.
Hey, can you help me lift this couch? Yeah, I can only lift the cushions.
Yeah. I didn't make any promises about that. Yeah. No, that's how it went down. And then I eventually just earned stuff.
Was it sandstone?
This wasn't sandstone. We lived at this place off Battle Bend.
Okay. Dang. That's a cool name.
Yeah. You were there. You've been there.
I've been there, but I forget about that.
Yeah.
So then how'd you decorate your room? So you had...
How'd you do that? And when did you know you guys were more than roommates? When did you realize you were going to be friends?
You know, I have to say,
was there a particular moment?
Well, I think, no. In fact, for a long time, it was just, this thing that just, we'll just put up with it to live in the cheapest way possible.
You just coexisted.
Right, yeah. And that's just kind of how it worked out for a long time.
You guys argue?
Yeah.
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 What was your biggest fight?
Our biggest fight was about cleaning the apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was about a lot more. There was some other stuff in there.
It was just projected into...
Right. That was the thing. Yeah.
So you and Tells have been dating for...
let's see.
since then.
Not like in a traditional sense, but I see what you're getting at. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's purely physical.
It's purely.
So what was your room like in there?
In there,
just couch cushions.
Is the cushions? I had a desk that I found and I put in there. I had some CDs.
Where did you find it?
It was clear next to the house. Somebody was put it out in their front lawn.
I'm done with this desk.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then so I did that for a while. And then at that time I was also studying photography, so I had a camera.
Oh yeah, you always had a camera.
Yeah. Mm. And so that's when I thought I might be good at that.
And then, when did you find out you weren't?
Oh, pretty instantly. But I kept
the first time he
but I kept
photos.
At it.
Man, why can't I stop putting my fingers over the lens?
I don't know. It was fun for a long time, but I just never saw myself getting better. So I was like, this is a hobby.
You dodged a bullet with that because phones are taking some pretty amazing.
Right, right. And then I don't necessarily like meeting people and selling myself. So, let those people do it.
So then you moved out of that, apartment.
Yeah.
How long did you live there? Because that's where
and
I met you.
Sandstone?
Battle Bend.
That house. I lived there for till May of that year. I want to say that was 2012.
Oh yeah. I forgot.
And then but I was told that he wanted the guy who owned it wanted to try something new, but I was really thinking he just didn't like me.
Yeah, it was a nice way to get
And I kind
out.
Of pressed him on it too. I was just like, just say you don't like me, man. At least that would be honest,
Yeah.
I could almost accept that more.
So AJ back on the streets again.
Yeah.
All he's got to
And then we got the one bedroom at Sandstone. So that worked out.
Is that where you guys are still at to this day?
We live on the at the other Sandstone.
Still at Sandstone, but a different
place. But the one
place.
Across the street.
Okay, so I think it's been long enough. When did you get laid for the first time?
Well, actually, first, let's go into...
You want to do the thing?
What was your... Have you ever done MDMA?
No, never.
Okay. LSD? What's the most trouble you've ever gotten in?
I once got...
It can be with your parents, with police. When did you know...
You had warrants out, I remember. I remember you had warrants out for your arrest, right?
I thought I did, but I think they just... It was stupid to pursue, so they stopped.
Well, what?
AJ, they don't stop. If you had warrants and nothing happened, you still have warrants.
Yeah. I don't know if this is the part I want to reveal about my life, but yeah, I got drunk, really drunk in Fredericksburg, and I started an argument with a cop.
About what? Do you remember?
It was so dumb.
Did you approach him?
Did you put hands on him?
Girls.
Okay, so
too?
I went to this bar and I was feeling ballsy, so because they were having their Oktoberfest. And I stole a T-shirt.
And you're German.
Yeah, and I stole a T-shirt. Yeah, but the guy caught me doing it, so I just gave it back. I was just I'm sorry, man. I don't know what I was thinking. And then, so I get kicked out of the bar, which is fine. But, sure. In my mind, I was man, that bartender thinks I'm a bad person, and that's just not the case. So I got into his face about it. And then,
you were free to go, and you decided, I got to go set the record straight.
Right, and then, Then he flags down a cop. And the cop's is he bothering you? I'm I'm not in the bar. I'm on the sidewalk. It's fine. And then they didn't see it that way. And they arrested me.
That was not even close to answering his question.
Yeah.
They arrested you?
Mm-hmm.
Like you how went long to did you
jail?
Do?
I went to jail that night. Yeah.
You're just in holding, or did you go?
Yeah, I went into holding,
were
and
you
then
scared.
I mean, I didn't really know. I didn't have an end plan for it, so I thought I was just going to go to jail.
Were you there on the weekend?
Yeah.
So you had to stay there for a little bit.
Two nights.
Yeah, you had to do
no,
a
just
night.
One, just that night, and then I got out the next day because my friend posted my bail, but it was like super cheap because I guess it's just like I'm slim pickings.
Because you know, as far you were as the just in there concerned. For yelling at a
so
cop.
Right, essentially.
Your bail got... Why did you think you had warrants? It sounds like your bail got paid. You got out.
I'm not going to answer any more questions about this because I don't know if it's admissible in court.
I heard you went to the actual place to pay off your bails and maybe go to your warrants and maybe go to jail. They said you don't have any warrants.
Yeah. So I'm fine. Legally, I'm okay. Yeah, that's how much I'm going to talk about that.
All right. When did you say...
You're making it sound like it's more sketchy of a situation by saying I don't want to talk about it.
I mean, I know what you're saying, but I'm also trying to cover my bases because I don't know what the future will bring.
So you said you lost your virginity in 03?
In jail.
03. In jail. In 03, yeah.
03. Okay, let's get into that. Actually, that's post 9/11. Where were you on 9/11?
Yeah, do you remember that?
Yeah, I was just at school.
And what was your reaction to 9/11? Because so far you saw.
Yeah, did you stand up and go, "We did it"?
Oh, you saw. No. You saw a natural national park treasure, and you go, "You've seen it." Then you saw the Grand Canyon, and you go, "Seen it." So 9/11 comes around, and you go, "Well, that happened." Here's the thing I love about you, AJ. Is you just let shit kind of roll off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No reason to get worked up over everything, you know?
Yeah, you know, not like, everything, but, you know, this is a Grand Canyon. It's
right.
Great. It's grand.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, I get it. I mean, I see.
That's true. That's a bad
example. I don't know, like, it's not going to, like, elicit a tear out of my eye or anything like that, but, you know.
So what happened on 9/11?
Yeah, what grade were you in?
I was a sophomore in high school, I want to say.
Oh, so you could remember it.
Damn.
Yeah. And I just went to school that day, and then like everyone was kind of freaked out. I'm not sure I ever knew what was going on until like months later.
What?
What?
Yeah. There was like a lot of theories going around, and I just waited till we had the one that.
But you knew that.
I knew what happened, but yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how affected that I was. I lived in New Mexico, so like I wasn't. It was a tragedy and all, but yeah.
You weren't affected because you lived in New Mexico.
Well, you know, just like what's going on in New York, I just kind of felt a little disconnected from. I felt bad for like the people who lost lives, but yeah. I mean, everything seemed.
Can I tell you
like
just
the same way?
Real quick my 9/11 story?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I remember. Can I? Mine's a quick aside, and then I have to go pee, and then can you tell yours?
Yes.
I remember. It was. I was in like.
Should we
sixth
make
grade.
This? Why should we care? 9/11.
Why should AJ care about 9/11?
No.
How good would it be if at the end we're like, so do you care? And you're like, nope, still don't care.
Actually, I care in a lot of ways now.
Oh.
Yeah.
After months, you found out what happened?
Right. Well, like after we got
Wait,
the
whole building fell? Oh, my God.
No,
that's
like
horrible.
I get that. I understood.
I was confused because when 9/11 happened, because like weeks before that, this is kind of my. I was the
weeks
first,
before that the before government had planted explosives in the building.
They were probably planting explosives as of it was like my first kind of smooch with a girl.
Do you think nice that you. Your sin caused 9/11?
No,
the
I
smooch,
didn't think about
although
that. But I was like,
we got to get to the virginity thing.
Yeah, I was. That's why I'm bringing it up because 9/11, like weeks before that, was the first time I had like a real intimate smooch. It was I was like fifth, sixth grade.
Yeah,
maybe seventh, eighth, ninth. I don't know, but. It was probably 10
that's
or 11.
That's a huge time frame.
I was either 13 or 27 or 28. your virginity happened before 9/11?
No, it happened after.
After
9/11.
Yeah.
And we're going to get there. We got to go chronologically.
Oh, you
but you tell your 9/11 thing.
No, that was it.
That
so
got,
I was confused
because
I like kissed somebody for the first time that I cared about.
Right.
And
you're,
then,
you're conflicted
then
about
it was
how
like
to
days,
feel.
Yeah. And I was like, walking around, I had this music playing in my head. I was just like, just like pumped.
Yeah,
and then I walk into school, like finger gunning everybody.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
And just
and you're like, today's going to be a great day.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, like with how many people there are on the planet, there had to have been people that had great days on 9/11.
That'd be people that lost their virginity.
The terrorists.
Yeah. I mean,
it was a pretty good day for the terrorists.
It was a huge day for Bin Laden.
Yeah,
that was like his day.
Yeah, but like, I mean, just like people that were hanging out in Nantucket, or I don't know.
Just like Charlottesville, there's two sides to the story.
Well, no, I mean, it's a
That's what AJ's saying. Just like Charlottesville.
That's what you were saying before the podcast. Yeah.
I'm saying it's a horrible thing that happened to the nation, but I'm just saying there was probably a guy out in, I don't know, like Virginia or something.
And you were that guy.
Doing okay. No. I mean, like, it was like,
if you want to go take a piece, I'll tell my 9/11
story.
Yeah,
let me go pee while you talk about 9/11.
All right. I'm going to wait.
Talk about me. Yeah. You're going to talk about me.
No. It's all good.
So where were you at 9/11?
Hold on.
Okay. All right.
All right. So I think I was in like third or fourth grade.
Oh, yeah. You're a young guy.
Yeah, I'm a little younger.
Yeah.
And it was morning. Mm-hmm. We were in Austin, Texas, and we're in class. And there's a knock on the door, and it's like 10:30 a.m., 9 a.m., I'm not sure. And the teacher goes to the door, and there's a lady standing there, and we can just hear the teacher going, mm-hmm, okay, yeah, no, I heard, okay, all right, bring it in. And the lady rolls in an AV cart with the TV and the VCR.
Oh, yeah, that's when they used to do that.
And being in third or fourth grade, we have a Pavlovian response to seeing this AV cart. We all go, right. Yeah,
watch all a right.
Because we thought it meant like we were going to watch, you know, Remember the Titans for the rest of the day. So she rolls in the AV cart, and my whole class is like, yeah.
And then the nation
and
is
then
stuck
she plugs,
by tragedy. Yeah.
She plugs the TV in, and it's the buildings collapsing. And we're like, oh, this is a little less tight than we thought.
We
spent like an hour just watching news from 9/11 and our, you know, just being in third grade. It was a little odd.
They didn't like just send you home or bother with any lessons.
No, then we went to PE class, and I remember telling the PE teacher, I was like, we just saw 9/11, or we just saw the Twin Towers got hit, and the PE teacher was like, yeah, I heard about it. Anyway, we're going to do jumping jacks today.
We got things to do. Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. I feel like the first terrorist attack that really hit me, though, was that one in Paris where they shot up that concert, because I just thought about how awful it'd be to be, you know what, this one's about you, AJ.
Well, yeah, I'm like, this has taken a turn.
My opinions on terrorism.
Terrorism is terrible for the obvious reasons.
There's always two sides to every story.
There is.
Anyway,
we're going to continue. Yeah, I mean,
why are people saying that? It's how this stuff went down. Like I get there's a bunch of perspectives on these kinds of things, but there's also like,
you know what, I agree with you, there's always a different perspective. Yeah. So for someone, you know, it was good news. Anyway, we're gonna keep moving on. Let's get to this virginity thing. So it's fast forward a few years, 2003.
But how old were you when you lost your
like 19?
Actually, so before we get to that, we'll get to that. I feel like that's...
We talked about... Oh, I wanted to get to... actually, before that, since we're doing chronological, what was... With your parents, did you have a good... Did you ever get in trouble with them? Like, ground? Did you ever get caught sneaking out? Get caught drinking?
Yes, I was.
I was caught sneaking out of the house once.
Yeah?
What's your thing? Drinking? Weed?
I didn't drink until I got into college.
Theater college.
So what did they catch you... What did your parents catch you?
They just caught me sneaking out of the house because I didn't feel like being there.
What'd you do when you snuck out?
I just wandered around.
It was just like a suburbs, a safe neighborhood?
It's a small town, so there's not a whole lot of trouble you can get into.
So someone just called your parents like, we just saw your boy walking around the general store.
No, they listened to one of my phone calls, and I was like talking to my friend like, hey, I'm going to sneak out later if you want to like
meet me. It was a landline.
Yeah.
Landline call.
And they listened to my conversation, and they're like, sure enough, they watched me do it.
So you snuck out and met up with somebody?
No, he didn't want to meet up, so I just snuck out.
So you're just bragging...
Yeah, I just didn't feel like I don't.
So your parents got you bragging about sneaking out and then caught you
and caught me doing it. Yeah,
they taught you a lesson in being humble.
Yeah.
Do you ever got caught?
That was the only time you ever snuck out?
Yeah.
And you got
one
caught?
Time and you got caught?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, it works.
I used to sneak out a lot.
Yeah, I used to sneak out quite a bit.
We would sneak out. I actually have seen people sleeping.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's have such you? A good story.
Strangers.
Like you went to go watch people sleep?
Wait.
No, we would break in and steal like cereal from
Right. Don't you're giving away the best parts of the story. Just tell it from the beginning. This made me laugh so fucking hard in LA.
Which
So a party got thrown at your friend's house.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Our friend Lindsay would always throw parties. It was like the party house. And everybody kind of passed out. And we'd stay at Taylor's house. I don't know if I should drop last names.
Taylor Dowdy.
Taylor Dowdy's house back in Lincoln, Nebraska. No, so we would sneak out. Like, our friends would sneak out. This is suburbs. This is my theory as to why all serial killers are pretty much white kids from the suburbs, which is a true fact. So we would just sneak out, and now you built up the story like it's something crazy.
Well, can I just, you're not doing it right.
Yeah, give me.
So
give me,
guys leave, party shuts down, girl goes to bed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you guys leave, and you decide, let's go back, we'll sneak into her house and steal stuff.
She said come back to like post-party hangout. She says come back, and this is in the same neighborhood. So she's not answering her text, so we decide, let's just go. She said come back.
Mm-hmm.
Word is bond. Let's just go back. So like four of us, me, Andrew, Daniel, and Taylor, maybe
Dowdy.
So we sneak back over. It's a few blocks away. We walk back. We're in the backyard looking in. Everything's shut down. The back door is locked. The sliding glass door is locked. So I believe our friends are like, oh, let's bail. But I was kind of the knucklehead of the crew.
Sure.
I was kind of the Johnny Knoxville of the crew, you know?
Yeah.
I go, no, I'll go in. I'll find a way to get in. They're like, no.
Why?
I found a way to get into the garage through like a doggy door. And then.
So he broke into these people's house. We want to make that clear.
Yeah, I broke into these people's house. And.
Doggy door?
Through a doggy door. And
you could fit?
And then he went.
Well, they used to leave the back door. This house used to leave their back door after parties just open, like the sliding glass door. So we would break in and.
And hang out
because people would still be up. Yeah. No, so we would be hanging out with people.
Okay.
But this time nobody was there, really. And you give me the light?
No, you're good.
Oh. And anyways, I was like, well, she wanted us to meet up. So I crept up the stairs and I saw her sleeping. Basically, is the end of the story. And that's not a good story.
No, you asshole. You went in, you stole cereal. Oh, you stole boxes of cereal.
Maybe
so
10
then,
boxes of cereal.
That's like a lot of cereal.
Ridiculous. They had a ridiculous
And so then he kept going out the doggy door, and his friends were like, that's enough. And he kept going, I'm going back for more.
Yeah, I went back
And
in.
He just passing cereal out to his friends. Yeah. And he's like maybe.
Two or three trips.
He's like, maybe there's more cereal. And he goes up the stairs, and he finds the girl's house. She's sleeping.
No, I knew she was there, and I knew there wasn't cereal there. The point was
and then he just woke
up
her up and went, hey. And she went, oh, Ryan. And he went, you know, I think I'm going to get out of here.
She was also definitely sleeping topless.
Right.
Yeah. Right before 9/11.
When people used to do that.
No, she was. It was like a moment where I remember going up the stairs. Like, I remember being in the house. I'm like, ooh, this is exciting.
Yeah.
I stole some cereal. This is exciting. Like, the weird, like, this is, I'm not supposed to be in here. And then I was like, I'm going to go wake her up to have her come and hang out with us. And I remember going up the stairs. Her parents' bedroom door was open. So I was like, ooh, this is exciting. I'm creeping through. I'm creeping past.
I already robbed him blind.
And then I get to her door. And I'm thinking this is fun. You know, this is like this is like a silly story. I'm not here for anything. Just some silliness.
Sure.
And so I knock on the door and it opens and she's asleep and she immediately sits up and is like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, oh, this is very creepy.
Yeah.
That was a moment where I was like, ooh, this is maybe not. And I mean, she laughed about it and was like, oh, okay.
That's please leave. At least that.
Yeah. She's like, no, she's like, oh no, I'm sorry. I passed out. No, I can't hang out. And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to.
Yeah, just kidding.
I'll show myself out.
But in solidarity, you took your top off.
It was off. That's the whole thing. It was already off.
Yeah. So
that's what I did when I snuck out. As I went. And
that's
watched,
a better story.
I went
and he took.
People
he
sleep.
Stole. How long did you guys live off that cereal?
We probably did like pranks. We used to do pranks with stuff that we stole.
Okay.
So are any of these filmed?
No.
No.
We did it for the passion.
There you go.
You know what? Maybe we were just weirdos.
I think definitely grew up as weirdos.
This is supposed to... Okay, AJ.
Yeah.
Let's get back to this hot virginity story.
Okay.
It's 2003.
Yeah.
And is this in Texas?
No, this is in New Mexico.
New Mexico. New Mexico. All right. Have you ever traveled outside the country besides Germany?
I went to Mexico a couple times.
What'd you do down there?
Drink before I was legally allowed to.
Nice. Yeah.
What happened there? You got any wild stories?
No, they're pretty tame. Just got drunk there. Oh, actually, there was this one time.
Yes.
We went to a brothel. All
right.
Who's we?
Me and my buddies.
Who's in the crew?
No, it was a crew and only...
Tellez?
No, I didn't...
John Rabin?
He was definitely there.
So you and some buddies, you went to a brothel on purpose?
You and Pat.
Well, we didn't know. Like, our friend who actually spoke fluent Spanish, just like, he's like, just get in this cab and we're going to go to someplace. And
Senior Frogs?
And I don't remember what the place was called, but yeah, we bought him. He brought us to a brothel where me and two of my other friends were just waiting in the lobby while he's like fucking a hooker. Like, because he didn't tell us that's what he was going to go do. Yeah.
You waited?
I didn't have any money.
You think, if you had money, would you have done it?
You would have had
a good question.
Would you have done it in that state of mind, probably?
If most likely, I imagine.
You and your boys out of the States.
Yeah, I think I would have.
Would you do it now?
Yeah, to this day, if we paid for it.
To this day?
Yeah, free of charge. Clean, nothing dirty.
That's a good question. Maybe. I don't know. I'd have to see my state of mind at the time.
You ever...
Tonight? Here's how I wanted to close the segment down.
Okay.
Would you have sex with a prostitute on mic? We'll leave the room.
No.
Unless you want us to say.
No, because that's a crime.
All right. Well, we'll edit this part. We'll edit this part out and just say AJ's getting banged.
Nah. No, that's pornographic? That's a very intimate moment.
It's
that
badass.
I don't know
if it's pornographic.
That's a very intimate moment that I'd rather keep to myself.
Have you ever thrown it in raw?
Couple times.
Whoa.
Nice.
Yeah, for those of you, if you must know.
Let's get back to this.
Okay.
So, in New Mexico.
Yeah.
How old are you at the time?
Like, I lived there till I was 19.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you moved to Austin?
So, this was time you had your virginity pop. I mean, the only time. It only happens once.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
The first time your virginity was broken.
Mm-hmm.
And this... Okay. Yeah, yeah. That's what we're talking about. So, you lost your virginity. You're in New Mexico.
Yeah.
And were you raised religious?
Yes, I was.
You were?
Yeah.
Like, okay,
Catholic, Christian?
Yeah, what religion?
Catholic.
Strict Catholic.
My mom was really into it. Yeah. But then, like, one day I started thinking about it. I was just like, I don't want to be a Catholic anymore, and I stopped.
Did you have a conversation with your parents?
Yes, I had a very long argument with my mom about it.
Did you feel guilty about, like, jerking off and stuff?
Not when I finally, like, was just like, I don't think this is real.
Is that is that what broke that? Is, like, you were like, I'm going to jerk off, like, the first time you jerked it off?
No, like, actually, I didn't for, like, a long time.
Because of the Catholicism.
The Catholicism didn't help, but I also thought it was, like, I guess, like, I thought it was pathetic, so I didn't do it.
To crank? You thought it was pathetic?
Yeah.
So I didn't jerk off for the longest time because my hog was just too big to tackle, baby. It was intimidating. I was like, I can't handle that. So
You weren't ambidextrous. You couldn't use both hands.
I couldn't
hands.
Do it.
Yeah.
It was just too intimidating. That's why I didn't do it.
Where do I begin? I get you.
See, I had the opposite problem. I didn't jerk off for a long time because I couldn't find a pair of tweezers.
You couldn't find a pair of tweezers?
No.
Anywhere?
You're like 50 cents at a Walgreens.
Yeah, I was like 13. You think I'm driving to Walgreens to get some jerk off tweezers?
Clearly not.
No.
Yeah, and then I guess what do you get? Do you get the tweezers with the double point?
So what
or
I would
do
is
tweezers?
I'd get peanut butter and I'd smear it on my little wiener and I'd have birds
crunchy or creamy
birds peck at it and then I would come.
That's good. That feels good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was little, it's like it was kind of the first time my wiener had really been touched.
Right.
Did it grow since then?
No, absolutely not.
AJ, as you're back to point, has your penis grown?
No, I'd say no.
It like kind of stays the same after a certain.
Yeah.
Have you ever broken that bone?
No, I haven't.
Wait, your penis bone?
Yeah.
It's not a bone, bud.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, if it snapped while it was hardened, you'd still like...
You got to get a cast.
That actually happened to my uncle, and that's the thing. You don't have to get a cast. You just can't use it, and you got a crooked dungus. because the blood vessels can pop.
When I broke my penis, I used a fleshlight as a cast, and I just walked around with my wiener in a fleshlight.
Yeah,
because that's what sets the break.
But your penis has never been stronger. So like that.
Since then, it
out.
Did. There's a bulge in the middle where it refused, and
kind of like a bulge scar.
It looks like a snake halfway through digesting like an egg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you have pictures of that? We can put it on the
absolutely.
Website.
Yes.
Yep. And we'll do that.
But we're getting
off topic.
Yeah.
We're
way off topic. Sidetracked.
AJ, so, I genuinely, I think we got a couple minutes. I genuinely think that you're an interesting. You're an interesting character.
Oh, and so you. let's yeah. close this out. The virginity story.
It's funny
story.
That you take that as a compliment. Wow, ego. I mean, it was meant as a compliment. Yeah,
like you're interesting the way that like a serial killer is interesting. Is that how you meant it?
No. Okay. It's you and Chris Talis's dynamic and relationship is. Yeah.
Let's make sure we get the virginity thing before it ends.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that. Yeah. I mean, that's I feel like the banger.
That's a big story. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No pun intended. That's everybody, the banger.
Everybody wants to know that about me. Like nice. I get asked that all the time.
Are you
serious? When I'm out. Yeah. Like, how'd you lose your virginity?
That's what happens on like first dates.
First dates are just when I'm generally hanging someplace.
What do you tell
and somebody
them?
Recognizes
when you're on
my
chat
voice?
Roulette.
What do you tell them? When somebody recognizes your voice from this podcast?
Yeah, like when I'm at the drive-thru or like on the phone with Domino's. You know, things like that.
So it's 2003. So
yeah, 2003. Yeah. But I genuinely want you to know that I think you're an interesting person and I care about you. Not
I appreciate
like,
that.
You know.
You as well. You're a very funny, talented guy.
I'm not going to give you money or anything.
I don't need any. I'm doing all right. It's
AJ,
okay.
This is what I love about you, man. You're kind of just apathetic as hell.
Yeah, well, you know. Like,
but I feel like you got a deep-seated rage.
Oh, yeah, that's probably in there, isn't it?
It's. Have you ever taken LSD?
I took acid once. Yeah.
Did you see the rage?
Actually, no. I was freaked out the entire time because I was in the Tetons and I lost my friend.
Whoa, you were stranded out there?
With.
What's the Tetons?
It's a mountain range. It's a mountain range out in Wyoming.
Oh.
It's pretty popular. I think they filmed parts of Django Unchained out there.
It's good fish.
And possibly The Revenant.
What do you? Did you ever find your friend? Did you kill
your
friend?
Yeah, no, I found him. But I didn't have fun on it. I didn't like it.
Because you got lost and scared.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I eventually had to talk to a ranger about it because it was getting cold.
While
I was tripping. Yeah.
Ooh.
It was
How'd
not
you
fun.
Find a ranger?
It was like, this was is around. A campground, you
oh,
know? Like,
okay.
So it's like.
No, he smoked DMT and saw a ranger.
Did you tell him that you were on?
No, I wasn't. He asked if I was on anything. And I was like, no.
No, but you shook your head.
Oh, I'm sure he could tell.
It's like, then why are you chewing on my knees?
For a good reason.
Sir, your pupil, your eyes are only pupils.
that's just how they are.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. But yeah.
You found him and he's fine.
Yeah, he's fine. In fact, we
did
talk
he have
about
a great
it every
time?
Once in a while. I think he did. I don't know.
Oh, no. He went down the right path.
No,
you guys
I think
split at a fork, and he went the right way.
I think, I know we're Facebook friends, but I haven't talked to him about it in a long time.
All right, so let's get to it.
Yeah,
let's close
so
this
2003.
One
yeah,
this is when you lost your virginity.
And was this a girlfriend?
Yes.
Oh, real quick, what's the worst job you've ever worked?
Conan's Pizza.
Conan's Pizza in Austin.
Uh-huh. That is the one I hated.
Why
the
was that the one the worst?
Because they were dicks.
Who was dicks?
Oh. The guy that worked there.
Were you
Conan?
A waiter?
I was a delivery driver then.
Were you good at your job?
No, I was all right. I was trying, though. I was trying to be good at it.
Oh, okay.
Wait, you were a delivery driver?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever see any crazy shit?
Never once. It was a
really?
Pretty tame job.
I drove delivery at Jimmy John's in Lincoln, Nebraska, and I would have... It was kind of on a youthful area part of town, and I had, I think, the craziest... I would have people give me hits of dope, weed, not heroin... And shots and beer. Like, I got a tall boy once instead of a tip. And this girl, she would answer the door in her underwear all the time.
Okay.
But right I feel on. Like there was somebody else in the back of the room.
Laughing at you?
No. Like, I feel like it was her boyfriend or something. Like, you freak this delivery guy. But it was always
answer
me.
Answer in your underwear.
Yeah. No, so I don't. Maybe I could have hooked up with her.
Maybe.
You guys think? Should I go back next time I'm in town? And
do you
knock
remember
on the
where
door?
She lives?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, go do it. Maybe it's meant to be, man.
I've kept track of her ever since.
Well, I would sneak out and break into her place.
She moved to Maine.
Well, what's worse, like not doing it and always wondering what could have been?
Nah. This is great advice. Like, you have to attack this woman.
Right.
Because
you
don't want to miss out on something.
Put this...
Ryan, do this leave this woman alone.
She was like 17 at the time.
Well, she's old enough now.
I was 18. And so now she's probably got a family.
Maybe.
I could have been that.
Do you want to have a family, AJ?
Do I? You know, I've actually thought about this. I don't really think I do.
I gotcha.
Yeah. I have to say, like, I haven't, like... mentally progressed since I was like 23, so I don't think I'm ever going to be in a place where I should legally be allowed to take care of a child.
Are you fine with that you haven't? I've heard men ain't shit until they're 30. I've heard that in a lyric.
It is what it is. Everybody wants to meet their soulmate, you know, so hopefully maybe that'll happen for me.
I feel like Chris might be your soulmate.
That's a different kind of soulmate, you know.
You throw Yoko Ono in that situation. Yeah. Now there's
like that's like the same way the Beatles would have been soulmates.
Can I bring up something that there's been some tension since I've been crashing on your couch while I'm in town? Am I the Yoko? Am I breaking y'all up? Because I can find a place. I'll find a place.
No, I think
tomorrow.
It's Andy
with
Murphy.
Me, County.
You think it's Murph?
Yeah, I think he wants my position.
He wants to sleep on the
He wants to sleep in the living
mattress.
Room, and he wants this sweet co-hosting gig because I'm going places.
I do think it's a good dynamic, you two.
I think it does work out, but that also comes from having that like weird lifestyle and just like knowing somebody so well.
Yeah.
You know, like that's the only way that works out.
How long is this podcast typically?
Usually like 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay, we're past that.
So I guess we should wrap it up. So do we care about AJ? That's how you end it, right?
I cared about AJ to begin with.
Your opinion's kind of bullshit then.
Well, no, I feel like what I cared most about is he has kind of a dark past. And dark in the sense of like a mysterious past.
Yeah, I wasn't telling anybody about it.
Yeah, he's got warrants that we're not supposed to talk about.
Yeah, for sure warrants active to this
anymore.
Day.
Not anymore.
He's absolutely active warrants right now.
Yeah, he's probably going to get served on the way out.
Probably,
of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Potential jail time.
I mean, so yes, I care about AJ. Do I care about the Pat? I feel like I need more.
Yeah, we got to get to that virginity story.
I need more. We're out of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've definitely had sex, though.
Yeah. Okay. A couple times.
All right. That's good enough for me.
A couple. Yeah.
All right. Do you care?
I feel like I got the picture
the
from that. Yeah. Yeah. I care.
Cool.
I hope AJ, I hope good things happen for you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You too.
Thank you.
So yeah. It was consent. The whole thing was consensual. The virginity.
Absolutely. Thing. Yeah.
How long did it last?
Well, we gotta
wrap
4 years.
Up.
Yeah, we do have to wrap it up because we gotta get to Spike Club.
Oh, we do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But
I'll see you guys later.
So yeah, I care.
Thank you. This has been a fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I got to know you real good. I want to talk to you about national parks now. I love national parks.
That'll be.
The waiter.
A conversation for a different time. Well, have me on your show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, we're out of time. okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Signing off.
Signing off. This has been End Zone Ryan's takeover of Why Should We Care? And you can check out our merch at our website, bodytaping.edu. And
check me out at DJ.
I have to do this stuff. We WSWC podcast on Twitter. We have a Facebook page. Follow us on Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, wherever podcasts can be found. Mm-hmm. The podcast will also we'll be doing a live show on Sound.
Oh yes,
on the 12th at 4 p.m. So be there because that shit's gonna be fun.
You should care about this podcast.
Yeah, you should. And then I think like next week it'll be regular again.
AJ will tell how he had sex for the first time.
Maybe.
On Sound. No, he will.
Also on Sound, my podcast.
All right,
the
so
gross,
we are out
lonely
of
boy.
Time. Thanks for,
Thanks for listening
to W Should Care.
Bye.
Now leaving for reals. Nerdist.com.
For reals this time.
Okay. And we know you'll probably care a lot, but Chris and Bridger will probably not. That's why I should. Why should we care? Why?
international